From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. Republican gubernatorial candidate Jonathan Bush is using Tax Day to make a pledge. If elected, he says he'll impose sweeping tax cuts in all income brackets by $1 billion. At a press conference in Augusta Wednesday, Bush said states with lower tax burdens, such as New Hampshire, do better at attracting and retaining businesses. And he said more businesses could help reduce the property tax burden by adding tax income for municipalities.
People are free, businesses are free to choose what states they locate in, and they are voting with their feet, and we are suffocating. We have some of the least competitive income tax rates in the United States.
Bush did not give specific numbers for income tax brackets or provide a plan for adjusting the corporate tax rate. He's in a crowded race for the Blaine House that includes seven other Republicans ahead of the June primary. Democratic Senate candidate Graham Platner unveiled a tax plan today that includes a 5% tax on wealth over $1 billion and a cost of living exemption from federal income tax for working and middle class Americans. Platner says that by making the wealthy pay their fair share, it will prevent local property tax hikes by keeping federal funding flowing to the states.
But if you work hard and play by the rules, you should be able to get ahead. By demanding that those at the top finally pay their fair share, we free up the resources to make that promise real again.
Platner says by changing the tax code, taxes can be lowered for working people, and the resources will help secure Social Security. Governor Janet Mills fielded multiple questions Tuesday about Israel and its military campaign in Gaza during a town hall hosted by Bowdoin College. The governor, who used the event to promote her candidacy for the U.S. Senate, said she would have to evaluate the specifics of any bill that would halt arms shipments to Israel. She criticized Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's military response to the 2023 terrorist attacks that ignited the conflict, but stopped short of calling it a genocide.
The things happened in Gaza are also horrific and they're unnecessary and cruel. I think bombing civilian facilities of any sort is a violation of international law.
Mills' Democratic primary rival, Graham Platner, has said Israel is committing genocide, and he's advocated for cutting off arms shipments. Both candidates, along with Brunswick resident David Costello, are vying for the chance to take on Republican U.S. Senator Susan Collins in November. State lawmakers wrapped up their legislative session a day early on Tuesday, but left several issues unresolved. Senate President Matty Daughtry gaveled the session to a close around 10:30 Tuesday night, but said lawmakers could be called back to Augusta on April 29th to deal with any gubernatorial vetoes.
Until then, thank you for your work. Rest up and enjoy some time away from this place.
Earlier in the day, lawmakers did give final approval to a moratorium on data centers and created a working group to recommend ways to ensure the Wabanaki Nations can access beneficial federal laws. But a $45 million bond measure to help Maine's struggling agriculture and forestry industries failed despite a last-minute push. And lawmakers left town without final votes on several high-profile bills. Those include measures to require testing of medical marijuana and to create a standalone child welfare department within state government. Starting next fall, students' cell phones will be off-limits from the first bell to the last bell during the school day. The new statewide policy is intended to help students focus on learning, connect with their classmates, and improve their well-being. The law includes exceptions for students with IEPs or other special needs. School districts in Portland, York, Topsom, and Bath that already have bans report stronger student socialization, fewer classroom disruptions, and improved teacher morale. Districts can apply to the state for funding to help implement the policy. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Irwin Gratz at 5 a.m. for Morning Edition. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.